Welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. This is Truth 12. Leaders need to lead the way. That sounds obvious and simple, I know, so stay with me. I'm going to explain it to you. See, at Mindful Presenter, we have the huge good fortune of working with some phenomenal businesses in all sectors, all industries, all shapes and sizes. Some tiny, some huge, multi-billion pound and billion dollar businesses. But it's not about that. Whoever we work with, one of the things we noticed is that people culturally in organizations still play follow the leader. Leaders, sadly, still in this day and age, operate, many of them do, on the basis of do as I say rather than I do, which is an issue, of course, it always has been and it always will be. But imagine this, when it comes to presenting, often leadership teams won't put themselves forward for presentation skills and public speaking training themselves, because many of them either are just so busy that they don't have time to do it, which I understand and respect, or they just think that they're exempt from having to do that kind of stuff. Or worse still, many of them actually are delusional and thinking they're really, really good presenters in the first place. So what do they do? They operate on a completely different basis and they send many of their teams to us and say, these people need to communicate more effectively. They need to speak with greater clarity and be more engaging. We work with them, we give them everything we've got. Most of what we say, share and do within our workshops and coaching sessions resonates very, very powerfully with our delegates, to the point that they leave our workshops feeling inspired and equipped and excited to go back and try out some of these simple but powerful ideas to present more mindfully. But what happens? They get back to the workplace and culturally there's a divide, because every day they're still seeing their senior people, their leaders, present in a very boring, monotone, lethargic, unengaging fashion, where all they're doing is doing what people have done for decades, just standing up and either reading slides or dumping a load of information on their staff without clarity of purpose, without that energy and enthusiasm, or just compelling essence of what they're trying to say in terms of who they are. So what happens is we end up playing follow the leader. So you can go on a great workshop, you can learn all these skills, all these tools, techniques, be very excited and empowered, but go back and then feel handcuffed, you feel stifled, because people don't want to be the first, especially if leaders are presenting in a completely different manner. That has to change. It has to change now. So if you're a leader in the workplace, whether you're a good presenter or not, help people, show them another way, encourage them, support them, help them to find and value their true voice, to speak authentically, to ditch the corporate spokesperson, and to share knowledge and information and insights in a way that connects emotionally as well as intellectually. So rather than just sending people on workshops constantly and expecting them to do something that you don't do, let's do it the other way around. Why don't our leaders go on workshops and learn how to speak with power and passion, and then lead by example? Leaders really need to lead the way. The clue's in the title. I'll leave you with that thought. Thank you.